Welcome back to another episode of The Radio Psychs, your premier podcast for insights into everything mental health. I'm Dr. Aaron Haddock.
And I'm Dr. Rhonda Yu. We're psychologists who care about people and bringing science to practice.
And we're so glad to have you join us.
Please note that the information shared in this episode is solely intended for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not a substitute for professional medical or mental health advice, diagnosis, or treatment.
Today's topic is thinking and your mental health.
Hey, Aaron, what are you thinking about?
What do you mean, what am I thinking about? I'm thinking about recording this episode. What are you thinking about?
Tacos.
Tacos?
Yeah, man. I missed lunch again, and now I'm fantasizing about a nice big plate of tacos.
You're really going to have to work on that, man. But, you know, now that you mention it, tacos do sound really good. Now you've got me thinking about tacos. Okay, let's record this episode, then hit up the taqueria.
All right, it's a plan. But, you know, this taco talk is actually a perfect segue into today's topic. It's fascinating how just mentioning tacos can trigger thoughts about them, right? I'll bet you all are thinking about tacos now, too. In fact, try not to think about tacos. It's hard to do, isn't it? And that's the nature of thinking. It's often automatic and beyond our immediate control.
That's right. It's pretty remarkable how our thoughts are constantly, subtly influencing nearly all aspects of our lives, yet somehow manage to often go unnoticed. So, Rhonda, let's break it down. What exactly do we mean by thinking?
Good question. Think of thinking as the active use of our minds. It's what we're consciously doing when we're problem solving, making decisions, or reasoning through challenges. It's an intentional, conscious process, often with a specific goal or objective in mind.
Got it. So that's thinking. But then there's also cognition. How's that different?
Well, cognition is a much broader term for all mental processes. It's like the full spectrum of our mental engagement with the world, both conscious and unconscious.
I see. So cognition is an umbrella term that includes thinking, along with all other aspects of mental activity, like perceiving and remembering, using language, learning, and even maintaining attention.
Exactly. Cognition encompasses our entire process of making sense of the world. It's more than just processing information and active thinking. It includes our attitudes about ourselves, others, and the world, the beliefs we hold, generalizations, stereotypes and biases, expectations, explanations we have about why things happen, how we evaluate stressors and our ability to cope, and even the rules we live by.
Wow, that's fascinating. You know, it really highlights the complexity and depth of our mental life, which includes the thoughts we're consciously aware of, as well as the constant stream of cognitive processes influencing how we perceive, interpret, and respond to the world around us.
Exactly. And to understand how our cognitions influence our emotions, behavior, and overall well-being, we first have to identify and understand both our cognitive content and our cognitive processes.
Great. Let's start with cognitive content.
Sure. Cognitive content refers to the information and mental representations that are processed by the brain. It's essentially the continuous stream of thoughts and perceptions that occupy our minds. Right now, it might be your immediate thoughts about this podcast episode, a catchy song stuck in your head, a fleeting memory, or maybe even tacos.
There you go again. So cognitive content is like the ongoing inner dialogue or monologue we all experience. It can be thoughts, words, images, music, sensory experiences, basically the entire spectrum of our mental experiences. And this content can profoundly shape our mood and behavior, whether we realize it or not. So the first step is to begin to observe this steady stream of cognitive content.
That's right. You can think of it as adopting the role of the watcher, where you observe your thoughts and feelings as they come and go without judgment.
Isn't this perspective of the watcher kind of like a cornerstone of mindfulness?
Absolutely. It's this perspective of stepping back from our immediate reactions, which grants us the space for more measured and balanced contemplation. Imagine watching clouds drift across the sky. You see them, acknowledge their existence, but you don't get carried away by them. I encourage listeners to check out our dedicated episode on mindfulness to learn more.
All right, now let's shift gears to cognitive processes. This is about how we take our cognitive content, those thoughts, images, and sensations, and use them to make sense of the world or decide our next move. Think of it as your mind's decision-making framework. And there are two distinct systems at play here.
There's system one, which is like our brain's autopilot. This is the fast and intuitive mode of thinking. It's all about those quick, automatic responses that require little to no conscious effort. You know, like those gut feelings and snap judgments you act on without really thinking about it. System one is also good at pattern recognition, which allows us to make rapid decisions based on past experiences and perceptions.
So system one is our go-to for speed and efficiency. It's the part of our cognition that handles everyday decisions and judgments quickly and effortlessly. But it's also more prone to biases and errors because it relies on mental shortcuts.
Yeah, and that's where system two comes into play. Think of it as the more contemplative part of your mind. This system is slow, deliberate, and analytical. It kicks in when we're faced with complex problems to solve or decisions that just need more than the knee-jerk reaction. It's like putting the brain into a deep analysis mode.
Right. So system two is where we slow things down. We become more methodical, more deliberate. It's the system you use when you're weighing the pros and cons of a big decision or even doing your taxes. It's thorough, more logical, and less prone to error, but it also demands more mental energy. It's also the system that's engaged when we need to override an instinctive response from system one.
So understanding and balancing these two systems is absolutely crucial for our daily functioning. It's about knowing when to go with the quick and intuitive system one and when to engage the thoughtful and analytical system two.
Yeah, spot on. By being aware of these systems and how we process information, we can better manage our thoughts and emotions. For instance, understanding your cognitive processes can really shed light on why you feel or behave in certain ways. If you want to understand or change your behaviors or feelings, you might need to turn to your cognitions, both the content and the process.
And when we face decisions or emotional challenges, choosing whether to trust our immediate instincts or to pause for deeper analysis can be pivotal. It's this nuanced understanding of our cognitive processes that influences everything from how we respond to stress to how we interact with others.
Exactly. The key here is to heighten our awareness of our thoughts. How are they shaping our mood, affecting our physical state, or influencing our actions, or even other thoughts?
Are your thoughts lifting you up or bringing you down? How are they influencing your decisions, actions, and reactions in daily life? This reflective approach helps us not just understand our minds better, but also empowers us to make choices that align more closely with our well-being and values.
That's right. And remember, it's not about labeling thoughts as right or wrong, true or false. Instead, think of them as either constructive or destructive, helpful or hurtful, balanced or skewed. Our thoughts are influenced by numerous factors: our mood, the environment, our current activities, and they're not set in stone.
That's right. They're changeable, and that's empowering. And with that, we wrap up today's discussion. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, your thoughts have power, but so do you. Now, it's time for tacos.
Sounds good. Take care and be well, everybody.
Take care and be well.